cursing the fig tree, making Jesus human. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Bible Stories. Cursing the fig tree, making Jesus human. Bible stories are stories that are telling the religious development of a people. They're the religious development of a people, whether they are in Europe, whether they're in Asia, whether they're in India, whether they're in Africa, whether they're in South America, whether they're in America, wherever they may be, whatever source they may come from. They may be the original tribal teachings, the original tribal stories. They may be the developmental stories, as we read about in the Hebrews, in the Jewish philosophy. And they may be Mohammedan. They may be Buddhistic. It may be Christian. The possibilities are quite large. And out of the Christian tradition, we have a rabbi who was trained as a rabbi, very exceptionally done, but more so, he was trained as a spiritually illumined being by listening within himself. And as he listened within himself, he said, "Go to the Father within, and the Father who heareth in secret will reveal thee openly. Me these and many, many more." And Jesus said, "God is a God of love." And Jesus said that he has flocks that his followers know not of. He has dimensions of people. In other words, the entire world is under the aegis of the one God. The entire world is under the direction, control, and love and respect of a universal God without the capital G before it. A deity without a capital G. It's not the God of the Jews or the God of the Hindus. It's the universal God. The law of cause and effect, the creative cause of the universe. But different teachers teach about their understanding of this universal God. And as they teach of this universal God, this one God, they tell stories of how they live. And they give parables, like Jesus gave many parables. And his parables were not to be taken as gospel truth. They were to be taken as indications of how one might think and how one might live. And in the days of Jesus, they didn't have television and radio and the media. And people would go to hear the messiahs who came and spoke to them, as they did throughout Europe, when the storytellers came along and told stories and carried tales throughout the world of what was going on. And how beautiful that was. Everyone wasn't able to travel like the traveling storytellers did. Well, now, Jesus was a traveling storyteller. And he was telling stories about his spiritual illumination. He was telling stories about his relationship to the divine within him. He was telling stories about his relationship to Jesus and God. God and Jesus being one. And his stories that he told were always stories of absolute love, of absolute respect, of absolute non-judgment, non-possession, of absolute unconditional love. And so one of the stories was a story about a fig tree when he returned from the 40 days and 40 nights in the desert and presumably was hungry by his disciples' standards, and they wanted him to eat. And the fig tree was standing there and had already gone through its season and was no longer producing fruit. And the disciples said, "Well, surely it should produce fruit for the master." And Jesus cursed the fig tree, but indeed he did not curse the fig tree. What he said, "It has gone through its season, and it has served, and now it is ready to go." Now, many of us, as we read that, we take it to be that it is to die, and it is no longer to have existence. Well, actually, it was just in its season. We take these words, and they are related to us by people who are not the master itself. There are people who heard it third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, sixth hand, not first hand, but second hand, but so far distant, because these were written 50 years after the storytelling was done. And we feel that these stories are, because they're said to be the stories of Jesus, that they're said they're to be real, they're to be taken for consequential thought. But in fact, we have to be very careful. If you buy a car, and that car is a car that uses diesel, and you put gasoline in the car, and it's not going to function very well. If you buy a gasoline car, gasoline engine car, and you put diesel fuel in it, it will not function. You buy a hybrid, which operates only on battery fluid, it has no engine that operates on gas, and you try to put gas into it, and it won't function. So, when you hear the stories of Jesus, when you hear the stories of any spiritual leader, of any spiritual understanding, and it is not consistent. It is not consistent with Jesus' teaching of a God of absolute love. I do not condemn you either, he said to the woman. Go and sin no more. Sin was making mistakes. Jesus did not condemn the woman for what she had been doing, even though what she had been doing was getting her into all sorts of trouble. He doesn't condemn us, and he doesn't condemn himself, certainly. And he certainly would not condemn a fig tree, which is a creation of the mind. He would merely bless it. Had it been his choice, he would have said to the fig tree, "Today art thou ripe with the harvest. Art thou ripe?" He took his disciples into fields, and they picked up grains that were left after the harvest was done, which were not going to be used by anyone. And these were just as ripe and wonderful. Now, he did not steal. He did not take anything that did not belong to him. But the practice among the harvesters were that neighbors could come in and harvest it. It's just like coal mines in Africa. These coal mines are operated by the government in Mexico and Africa both. And whatever coals are left over, whatever coals fall off the vehicles as they're being hauled away, people are allowed to come there and pick it up and use it in their homes. And they have done this. Now, if we were to call them thieves, then we would be using a misnomer, because they are not thieves. They are merely taking something that has been given them by practice and by the principle. The government does not want to pick it up, and the company who is operating it for the government does not want to be bothered with those small pickings. But the people individually could benefit from it. The Bible stories that we hear are stories that are parables. They're stories that are stories about stories. And they're stories about, in our modern day, how would we think of the thoughts that Jesus thought about? In his time, did he have the theory of relativity? Did he have an Einstein? In our time, do we have someone who teaches us these grand and wonderful principles? And do we look with chagrin at them? If they're acceptably done, like the theory of not relativity, but the Big Bang theory, then yes, oh my, Alice in Wonderland, we immediately can take that. But if it's something that is too technical and too obtuse for our thinking, then we sort of poo-poo it and say, no, no, that's not for me. I do not know how to operate a computer. Silly, isn't it? But this is the way humanity thinks. As we read these Bible stories, I don't suggest they don't read them. But as you read them in the awareness of when they were written and what type of a lifestyle was existing at that time and what did they mean in that time. Because even in our time, the words mostly come through in purity and beauty. The words of Jesus are not to be misunderstood, because he spoke so clearly. And whoever had taken this down in such ancient of years did a very magnificent job, whether they were actually obviously totally true or not, they did a good job. So when we hear the stories of Jesus and we hear the cursing of a fig tree, this is merely attempting to make Jesus a little more human. And our choice, our desire, our aim in life, as far as I'm concerned, is to have Jesus be a spiritual master that guides our way, showing us how to be spiritual masters too. Have a lovely day and stand by with the spiritual illumination that the spiritual master has for you today. I love you. I love you. I love you.